This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, here to explore the heretofore unexplorable. Interesting how some people, because we introduce this program in different ways to different people, there's a podcast of it you can get every week at yourhiddenpowershow.com, and there's also the broadcast itself and what people expect when I talk about things that are different. I mean, put it this way. The era we're in now is seeing a lot of people use telemedicine, which is basically telepathic medicine. It's telepathy, if you can pronounce it that way. And that's not normal. It's out of the norm. Therefore, it is paranormal. And that's really what this is all about, thinking about things in a different way. That's what Your Hidden Power is all about, thinking about the sixth sense. Some people say it's metaphysical. Whatever it is, it applies to all of us. Whether you embrace it or not is a different thing. That's up to you. I can present the information to people who have great ideas. I find this stuff very stimulating. Do I agree with everybody? No. Do we have to? We don't have to agree with everybody. And that's the problem with information in the world today. We have people who are discredited just because of the source. And that's not really fair, nor is it accurate. It's not fair to yourself, because there may be something you can learn from somebody that you've never experienced before by opening up your mind, your eyes, your ears, the senses you have, to that which pertains to the sense that you may not know you have. I don't know if that sounds confusing or not, but let's see if we can straighten it all out. I have two very interesting folks here in this part of Your Hidden Power this week, Dr. Alan Leica and Harriet Tinka. Dr. Leica has been acknowledged as one of the leading cosmetic dermatologists in the world for over 30 years. He's a pioneer in cosmetic surgery, helped to develop laser-assisted liposuction and body sculpture techniques and that sort of thing. So I guess I would start with who it is that benefits from these sorts of things. I know you've written a lot about this. You've certainly been practicing for a long time. You have an internet radio program that is very popular. A lot of people want to experience cosmetic surgery today. Some people say it's unethical. Some people say it's not safe. All of those things. Now, you, as a practitioner of this, have had to be in the best physical shape you could possibly be in. But that sort of got in the way, didn't it, in your practice, because you weren't in the best physical shape. So let's start from there, Dr.
Well,
Leica.
Let's start from there, yes. You know, back in 2003, I had a life crisis. And in that crisis, my life changed. I changed from a person. I still was a cosmetic surgeon, and I still did cosmetic surgery for a number of years and was leading the field. But, you know, when you go through a change, when you go through a crisis, you start to see things differently. You start to perceive things differently. And life takes on a new perspective and new meaning. Now, cosmetic surgery is important to people not because of what it does on the outside, but what it does on the inside. It helps people become new. It helps them become better. It helps them to enhance their dreams. It helps them to become the people they want to be. But also, you can do that by working on the inside, on the way you think, on the way you feel, the way you are. And that's what I came to realize is some of the most important things we can do, working on the inside. And through my crisis, I found what I call golden pearls, pearls that everybody needs to realize are important, things that everybody should hold true and dear in their real lives and really understand that there are wonderful things, even in this day and age where the world seems to be falling apart, people can really understand that there are some great things going on right now.
Let's talk to Harriet Tinker for a moment. You are described as a turning point expert, an example of somebody finding a need in the community and filling it. How does that have practical application, Harriet? What are you doing?
changing the world to have positive energy. I teach the young people to fall madly in love with themselves and make integrity-based decisions. So I want them to let go of those negative beliefs and really be the best version of themselves, because it's so easy when you're going, when things are going well for yourself, it's easy to just enjoy life. But when you're going through a moment where things are not going so well, it's easy to start feeling sorry for yourself. So for me, what I do is using the experience that I had when I went through a domestic violence experience, instead of feeling sorry for myself, I've used that energy and experience to impact the world. So I turned my life around, and I'm using my trauma as the world's purpose to make an impact to the world.
Well, having an impact, there's a how-to. There is the fact that you do it, and there's a how-to. I'd be interested in hearing from both of you, and maybe, Harriet, because you have us in your clutches at the moment verbally, how do you talk about you do it, but how do you do it?
Actions speak louder than words. So what I do, I show them. I will use activities. I will show them this is what... The golden pearls basically are the way to show the world how to do it. For example, sometimes people don't have their purpose, especially what we're going through right now. So we'll use the Ikigai model, which is Japanese for reason for being. And when you're trying to find your purpose, just ask yourself four really important questions. Number one, what is it that you love to do? What is it that you're good at? What does the world need, especially now in your community? And what is it that you can do and get paid for it?
Mm-hmm. Ah, there it is. The practical side. Thank you. You just hit the nail on the head. The practical side to doing good things well is that you have to be able to survive. It's nice to have all kinds of esoteric ideas, and we want to do this and do that. But you got to survive. You got to pay your bills. You've got to live. And, you know, there are different ways of living. People describe living differently, but having the basic sustenance is necessary. You got to get paid for your work. So helping people and getting paid for it, I think, sounds like a great key. Back to Dr. Leica in a matter of moments here as we continue exploring. It's deep, sometimes hard to discuss, but interesting if you can peel off the layers and get to the heart of what makes Dr. Leica successful, what makes Ms. Tinka successful, and what you can do. Either you are successful or you want to be more successful. That's really what your hidden power is all about. Here's something I would like you to think about. Mother's Day around the corner here. This is a time of our lives when we're confronted with a lot of stress, a lot of worry, a lot of fear. And one of the things that has come, the facts that are lost in a lot of the hysteria here, is that people who are dying from the virus are dying, most of them, because they are obese, they're out of shape, they don't exercise, they eat the wrong foods, they smoke, they do all of these things, and so therefore you are vulnerable. When it comes to eating too much and gaining weight, perhaps the nicest thing you can say for your mother or to your mother is, we love you, Mom, we want you to stay around. Here's a program you can take that doesn't hurt, it only helps. It's a program to lose weight called Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It's a weight loss formula that's all natural. It is the most successful program of its type in the world, because there is no stimulant, there's no drug, there are no caffeine, none of that stuff. It's all natural formula based on research done by three nurses who put this all together 2.5 decades ago. So this program and the product couldn't have been successful for 25 years if it didn't work. So the bottom line is they have an 86% success rate. You want that to be your mission. You want to lose the weight, stay healthy, get your weight to optimum. Go to toploss.com, see story after story after story of people who have done this and had fabulous success with it. Because it does work. Take four capsules at night. Your body does the work for you. Calitrin has become the number one choice around the world for healthy weight loss. Find out what it can do for you. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV for savings. You get free shipping as well. The best deals for losing weight and keeping it off. Get on the six-month program. That's what I've done. Toploss.com. It explains it all. Use the discount code DJV.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Continuing on your hidden power, let's go back to you, Dr. Leica, and talk a little more about what did happen when you had your physical problem. Was it the emotions got to you and then you looked for answers?
When you go through a problem like I did, I was told I was going to die. I was told that I had 6 months to live. And you know, when you go through something like that, you either search for answers or you cave. You just do nothing and die. I found answers. I found that my diagnosis was wrong. I found that I could be treated. But in the process, I also found the attitudes and thoughts that were going on in my head. My stinking thinking was wrong. And I found that the proper actions to do was, if you have the proper attitude and the proper action, you can have success. And you can do success in anything if you have the proper attitude and the proper actions.
So what's the relationship? What's the relationship between you and Harriet? You both have lived through tough stuff, but there's got to be more to the relationship.
We found each other. We found that there was something that we had in common. We found we had mutual goals. So then we started writing books. We started our friendship. And we are truly friends. It's interesting how I could say a statement and she could finish it off for me. And the same vice versa. And it's been a great, great working relationship we've had over the last several years.
When you can work like that and you see the best in people, it makes for really good, in this case, I'm looking at these books. You've co-authored the book, The Secrets of Living a Fantastic Life. And what you were telling us, I think, a few minutes ago, Harriet, about where you came from. You were successful, but you weren't happy, and so you went in a different direction. Now you have, you're the co-founder of Doctors for the Practice of Safe and Ethical Aesthetic Medicine, founder of the Canadian Skin Cancer Association, and Harriet, have done some fabulous things. The company, as I see it, reading more about it, it's called Empower Me, Inc., inspiring people. That's what you got to do. You got to, in order to get through, and there's so much stuff out there, I gotta believe it's hard to do it. So I'm going to find out what your secrets are as we continue with another segment, the visit here with the Dr. Alan Leica and Harriet Tinka on Your Hidden Power this week.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Doug Steffen here on Your Hidden Power with Dr. Alan Leica and Harriet Tinka, who have teamed up to put the wisdom that they have kind of gleaned. They both had traumas in their life. The book, The Secrets of Living a Fantastic Life, The 13 Golden Pearls Within. And so what really I hear in both of you is a vulnerability. Most people don't want to admit to being vulnerable to anything, do they?
No, they don't. But, you know, vulnerability is the secret to anyone's success. By realizing you're vulnerable, that's when you truly become successful. Let's suppose you were running a race. Well, the only way you're going to win that race is to put it all on the line. Be extremely vulnerable. Risk losing. Otherwise, you will never win that race. And it's the same thing in business. It's the same thing in life. You have to be vulnerable. You have to admit you're vulnerable in order to be truly successful. The flip side of vulnerability is victory. And it's amazing that that's truly what happens in any sport, in any aspect of life. Vulnerability is what makes us strong, not weak.
Well, maybe to use the example that I was just talking about, Harriet and Dr. Leica, the women and men who are overweight and they're confronted with the virus and what problems come out of that, then if you understand that you are vulnerable to the disease, if, again, trying to be practical with this, and decide to do something about it, it is only you who can decide, but it's nice to have help and support to make that decision. Yes?
Yes, I think it's very important. If you know there's something that you can change in your life and turn the tables in your favor, you'd be a fool not to make those changes. I think it's important that people try to do the best they can in any situation and make it something that's better for them.
Do you do this on an individual basis, Harriet? Are you working? Do you have classes? Do you have online tutelage? How does it work for you to help people?
Well, normally, before the virus hit the globally, I would always go to communities. I would do the one-on-one. So I do not, I'm portable, so I go everywhere, communities, talk to people, mostly schools, because I feel schools are the ones that really need it. Start at a young age, teach them as they go. I go to the women's shelter and I talk to women who have been abused because I can relate. They can relate to my experience. So I talk to them. I also talk to people who are feeling great, who just want to make an impact in their lives and just change their lives. So anywhere that they need me, I'm there. I fill in the gap.
So that's the thing is, you all have a different style, but it all gets down to the bottom line, the same thing. You're not on an island. You're here to help people. You make a living at it. That's good. But the most important thing is that people walk away, and there are lots of folks like you around who are offering a message of hope, of support, and in the era that we're in, we need more of that. It's too bad because we feel like we're almost swimming against the tide. There's so much negativity out there. Get rid of it. Get it out of your life. And, you know, this is a good way to do it. The book, again, the co-authors are Alan Leica and Harriet Tinka, The Secrets of Living a Fantastic Life, The 13 Golden Pearls Within. Now, you have it inside of you, and that's really the message of your hidden power. Whether it's relationships, whatever it is in your life, there is a way of getting through to yourself. Sometimes you need help. That's why Dr. Leica and Ms. Tinka are here, and I think the message is very clear and well established. Thank you both for being here and helping us understand what you have done to help yourself, because you got to help yourself first before you can help anybody else. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Uri Geller joins us next here.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
You're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A potential start to the Major League Baseball season in the face of the continued pandemic now in the hands of players. Commissioner Rob Manfred will be presenting a proposal to the union today. After owners okayed it yesterday, it calls for an early July start to the season with an 82-game schedule in as many home parks as possible. Such news is encouraging to former ambassador to China John Huntsman, who says Americans need the economy to reopen soon.
This state here in Utah, I can tell you, wants to go back to work. And people are already going back to work, not because the government is telling them to do so, but because they're just taking their own initiative.
Meanwhile, a report says more than 7,000 long-term care facilities in the U.S. are fighting major virus outbreaks. NBC News saying at least 26,646 nursing home residents have died. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A pastor turned lawmaker takes a look at opening churches again. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Churches are looking for guidance from governors regarding reopening during the coronavirus pandemic. Now, as states slowly and safely begin to reopen, one of the things we're starting to see is some smaller churches practice social distancing and allow worship to take place on Saturday or Sunday. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins is a former pastor, and he tells Fox News why it is important to get back to worshiping in person.
I think we're getting close to it. I think that you're seeing a lot of unique ways of that happening. But we do need to get back to a certain point where our churches can reopen, they can take the precautions that need to be. Online church is great, church outside is great, but there's something about a fellowship when you are able to get together and do it properly and do it in a way that there's just a family feel, as you well know, that family of our church families that we need to get back together so we can start rebuilding and start growing again as our community come together.
And celebrity chef Guy Fieri and actor Bill Murray will be facing off in what's being called the Nacho Average Showdown to see who can make the best plate of nachos. It's a contest that's going to benefit Fieri's Restaurant Employee Relief Fund. It's going to happen on Friday, this coming Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Food Network's Facebook page. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Your Hidden Power, continuing on now this half hour. We'll have the services of Uri Geller. We have our psychic scout, Mary, and we also have Laura, our astrologer. But let's get to Uri Geller, the world's most famous, celebrated paranormalist, been investigated by umpteen different people to try to figure out what makes him tick. I think only he knows what makes him tick, which is probably the appropriate thing. Don't you get tired of people trying to figure out why it is you do? He doesn't really do that. Why? What is there about people? You've learned a lot about people over your life. What is there about people that makes them not want to believe in something that's good and helpful? They'd rather believe something negative. Why?
Oh, well, Doug, listen, first of all, I'm very surprised how many people are now picking up on conspiracy theories. Concerning, let's go back decades, the landing on the moon. They don't want to believe that astronauts landed on the moon. They think it was all staged. You know this story.
Yeah.
Then we've got the conspiracy theory that UFOs crashed on planet Earth in Area 51 contains shreds of the UFO and even bodies of aliens. A lot of people are beginning to believe that that's true. Then you have the corona business, where most people now want to believe that the virus was created in a military laboratory in Wuhan and was intentionally exported to the world in order to destroy world economic powers, and therefore the Chinese will be the rulers, they will be the winners, they will be the saviors of our planet. So that it's amazing how the human mind can shift and turn and churn in suddenly believing in something and then disbelieving in something. And in my case, Doug, for 50 years, I was hounded by skeptics who tried to prove to the world that I was a fraud, that I was just a magician, that everything I did, I created with trickery, rather with mind power. And they went, they delved into it so extensively and so deeply that the people watching them on television started to doubt them, saying, well, come on, do you really believe that Uri Geller has a hidden transmitter in his tooth and that's how he does his telepathy, that someone is Morse coding him the secret drawings that the CIA prepared and I'm receiving them telepathically through fraud? Unbelievable. So the question is, what makes people believe and disbelieve? I think it boils down to human nature, how strong you are, how powerful you are in your determination to believe in something. You know, Doug, that 80% of the Earth's population believes in God. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many people are religious? Mm-hmm. How many people believe in alien visitations, in mysterious civilizations, in ghosts, in dowsing, in the paranormal, in the supernatural? It's just mind-blowing. And that's how it is. It's a roller coaster. Our minds are shifting nonstop. We are energetic beings. Therefore, we change all the time.
So, but we don't like change. We don't adapt well to change. We don't do change well. And so we have this virus around us now that is forcing us to change the way we think, the way we act, what we do, how we live, how we make money. And so the decision now has to be, and I'm wondering whether it's been made. You live in Israel, whether it's been made there already. We're getting ready to make that decision in America, maybe around the rest of the world, to look at the cost of having an economy or having a life so people can provide for themselves, and losing some members of society who are, by the very nature, the definition of this disease, vulnerable. And at what we've already paid a cost for, do we still keep paying that cost? Because there aren't going to be, you know, so, and I don't mean to minimize it, there may be tens of thousands of people that die in Israel, around the rest of the world, in America, hundreds of thousands of people will die. But at the end of the day, is that enough to destroy the very fiber and fabric of people, for people to live in fear and without for the rest of their lives because we're trying to save these people, which is admirable, but most of them are not going to be saved anyway. So go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Doug, to contrast, they say, what you just said to me, yesterday Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, came out with very positive and good news. Most corona hospitals shut down. The corona is totally ebbing away in Israel. Today was the first day that business started. People were running, walking in the streets, shops are opening. And in a nutshell, Benjamin Netanyahu announced yesterday on national television that Israel beat corona, which is fantastic news. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether there will be a second wave or, God forbid, a third wave, but I really truly believe that it was down to people's discipline. They listen to him. They listen to the medical outlets and to the medical advice. Stay at home. Keep distance. Wash your hands. And it looks to me like, actually Israel is on the top of the countries that are leading in the fight against corona, and we're proving that we can beat it. And you know, Doug, I want to go back to our minds, because our minds are capable of remarkable, incredible feats, yet we don't use them to their full capacity. In fact, Doug, most of us use only about 10% of our brains, if that. The other 90% is full of untapped potential and undiscovered abilities. Our minds, Doug, are operating in a limited way instead of at total capacity. And that's what I'm trying to teach people to do, to work our minds in a much higher capacity, because we've got that energy inside our brains.
Amazing, isn't it? How it works, and if you think it through, and that's the trouble. People don't think. They're not taught to think. Many people are learning how to think because of their environment. They're encouraged at home. If parents encourage you to think, but a lot of parents are, let's face it, they're lazy. They put you in front of a television set, and that's how you are raised, watching stupid stuff on television, no values, just it's all, you know, how to keep you. Everybody, there's a selfishness to society today, and that's something we're going to have to work our way through. Uri.
Do I have another minute?
No, save it for next time.
Okay, I love you.
I love you too.
We'll talk about the power of the mind next week.
All right, that's it. Uri Geller here. Go to urigeller.com for his website, urigeller.com, or his museum that he's working on in Israel, urigellermuseum.com. Up next, Mary O'Malley is here. If you're thinking about your health and your well-being, vitamin D is very important to support all the good health that you require, the immune system working in tip-top shape. You can't be vitamin D deficient. So if your doctor has done blood panels on you and has seen that you don't have enough vitamin D, you better reach for Purity Products Advance Vitamin D. How do you reach for it? You call them at 800-484-5947. That's 800-484-5947. Order Advance Vitamin D that comes with 5,000 units of vitamin D, immune-supporting factors like magnesium, zinc, and boron. Plus, beside the 30-day starter bottle you get for $19.95, use the DJV code, you'll get a free bottle of ultra-pure fish oil. We all know how good fish oil is for you. So call 800-484-5947. Get on the vitamin D bandwagon right now. Power up your immune system. 800-484-5947.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
I'm Andy Solomon. One in four stroke survivors may have another one. Up to 80% of secondary strokes may be prevented by developing a prevention plan with your doctor. Stroke neurologist and American Stroke Association volunteer Dr. Carolyn Brockington explains.
Take your medications as prescribed and manage your risk factors. Keep your follow-up appointments via telehealth if possible, and participate in a virtual rehabilitation program if needed.
The American Stroke Association's secondary prevention campaign, sponsored by Bayer, suggests having enough medication on hand. For ischemic stroke survivors, this may include aspirin to prevent another stroke. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen.
A stroke is a medical emergency. It's still important to call 911. Remember the acronym FAST. F for face drooping, A for arm weakness, S for speech difficulty, and T, time to call 911.
To learn more, visit stroke.org/oneisenough.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Mary O'Malley is our psychic scout here on the program that a lot of people have just now begun to realize what it's about. We've been doing this for 4 or 5 years, and people, when they hear your hidden power, what does that mean? Do you have magicians on? Well, I suppose in a manner of speaking, Mary is a magician because she knows how to connect to you and your mind, whether you like it or you don't like it, whether you believe it or you don't believe it. That doesn't mean it's true. Just because you don't believe, I bet you have people that come to you all the time, Mary, and they say when they leave, oh, come on, that's not believable. How do I know what she told me is right? And, you know, that, how do they know that what you tell them is right?
Because they have a response to it, a physical response. When you hear something that's right, your whole body will respond to truth. And the more non-believer they are, the more spirit tends to send things that, you know, freak them out. So,
yeah.
Well, so pretty much people are like, wow, I had no idea that's what it was, you know, what it was like.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's sort of the thing. The key here is to, you may be curious, and then you might not like what you hear or what you learn, but that doesn't change whether it has any value or not, or whether you do with the information. If you pay for a session from Mary or anybody else who's good at what they do, I think Mary is the best at it. That's why she's here. There is that connection. You changed people's lives, or you scared them to death, or not to death, but you know what I'm saying. People say, well, it's her responsibility to do it gently. Do you always tell people gently, or do you have to hit them over the head sometimes for them to really understand what it is you're trying to tell them?
It's usually a pretty gentle process. On occasion, my mouth opens up and something comes out that really makes people stop and think. Sometimes it's just spirit planting a seed, you know, so that they have time to think about it and let it grow and see how it's appropriate in their life. It's always a little different, but mostly it's gentle. I'm a gentle person. I don't.
Yeah, you are. I think I get people get that. The word is INSIGHTS, insights. Insights that you can learn on your own if you trust yourself. A lot of people, I mean, I still do that myself. Take a left or a right. Instinct says take a left. Now I'm going to go the right. No.
Yeah.
Right?
It's that human thing, yeah.
People trust their instinct. Because we're told not to trust our instincts. We're taught not to trust them because we can't touch it, we can't see it, we can't hear it, we can't feel it, and yet it's there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's a powerful lesson to learn. And it is. I'm betting there are people that come to see you, they just walk out the door shaking their heads, and they think, wow. And then they'll come back again. How many people visit you once and come back again? You ever done a study of that? How often do you see people? Once they're there and they've learned and they have curiosity, how many people come back to you?
I'd say 60-70%.
Really?
You know, some people call once a year, you know, on their birthday or something, and some people call more regularly. And some people, you know, just the once you know, I always encourage people to trust their own knowingness, you know, their own intuitiveness, and
but they got to develop it. It's like a muscle. You got to go to the gym. You got to get some weights. You got to get some bands. You got to put tension on it in order for it to get bigger.
Yeah.
And you know, the same thing applies here to this thing. You got to do it, jump into it, or not. But it won't do you any good. Obviously, you spend the money. Why wouldn't you want to pay attention to what somebody tells you? It's like going to the doctor. You give him $100 and he tells you what's wrong and what to do, and you don't pay attention to him. Hello? How dumb is that? Same thing can be said here for this, I think. Mary O'Malley, her website is psychicscout.com. Psychicscout.com. Mary O'Malley here on Your Hidden Power.
Hey, hand sanitizer is not an option, it's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Your Hidden Power continuing out. My favorite, well, yeah, I mean, I have a lot of people I know who are good astrologers, but Laura is my favorite because she is able to take today and make it relative today and also look a little bit down the road. So with everybody's asking this question, Laura, about in terms of the astrology, what the stars are saying about the virus. Are we going to conquer it? Is it going to go away? And I know there are powerful patterns here from various stars that have, I think it was that we said a month or two ago, it hasn't been like this for 387 years or something. We know where we are, but where are we going? What do the stars tell us about where we're going?
I'm almost at the place where I just want to know, what about the next few months? I mean, will this be for 2 years? I don't think so. There's something no, I don't know if it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be. No, I know it's not going to be 2 years. Mm-hmm. I know that what we're looking at right now is a Saturn retrograde. And whenever Saturn goes retrograde, it does more of a hit than Saturn would normally do. And Saturn is here to all teach us karma, Earth karma, how we treated animals, how we've treated the planet, how we've treated various countries we've worked with. And now we're going May 11th to September 29th into a Saturn retrograde, which is a time of, unfortunately, mimicking where we are with our emotions in life. Isolation, fear, anxiety. So this is just going to be, even though it looks like we're opening up, we're still all going into a harder hit cycle than when we started, believe it or not, which means we're just going to all have more karma to pay. Karma's a real thing. We're all going to be feeling more isolated, more fearful, more.
How do we pay back the karma? How do we?
This is what we're doing now. By end of September, we will have insight and productivity will be extraordinary. We will come out of this more prepared than ever because we're all having to go inside and sort out, whether it's our taxes, our marriages, how we're treating our family dog, how much we haven't spent with time with the children, like whatever is right in our face. And we're having to live this life we've been running from for the most part, including myself. Mm-hmm. But Saturn retrograde is saying, you know, here you go. And then you got Jupiter right there magnifying whatever Saturn's up to. And you got Pluto with more of the same. But I still hold to my belief, which is September, when it goes direct, the S is going to hit the fan from September, October, November. When this goes direct, we'll have a final big thrust of something. But by Christmas, we're going to be all feeling pretty darn good. And by spring of 2021, we're going to be through this.
Then the survivors, do we just do what we normally... That's the question I'm asking. Do we, being fearful, wearing masks, avoiding public, don't go to your family, all of that stuff is pretty much inconsequential when you weigh it against the economy. If this goes on and people have the current attitude, at the end of December, there's going to be like a scorched earth. Businesses, lives, livelihoods, things are going to be over.
I think we've got Pluto also doing something else, which is a benefic when it comes to finances, and it's conjuncting Saturn. So we're all going to get, I think there's going to be enough of the young people that really are the ones that need to work. Pardon me, but someone's got to pay my Social Security. I mean, there's all the ageism and the racism of who's really getting hit by this. The people that can't afford it are going to be back to work, and those are the people we need to have working, unfortunately, and it's just a sucked up system. But that's going to be fine. That's going to continue. But there's other going to be fallout, whether it's a Cold War with China or other elements are going to come to play. Oh, what are these killer hornets? I don't know. I mean, now the seeds of fear have created, and now we're crazy about germs on our floors and everywhere, and it's just it's wrong. And here we are. But it will financially our country will survive.
So I want your advice, please, in the minute that we have left, on what I should be doing to help people through my various radio programs. What is there I want to be of help and of service? I don't want to talk about the negative. I do sometimes because it seems right in my face. But I don't. I want to give people something to think about like you just did. Okay, we're going to have a tough summer. Fall's not going to be great. We're out of it at the end of the year. On to the next thing.
Do something that we're not used to as a country doing. You got to get insightful. You got to go within. There's various devices out there. I'm reading a wonderful book now called Boundless, which teaches light therapies, meditation therapies, non-hallucinogenic alternative states of consciousness therapies. You need to go into alternative therapies and reach consciousness and peace within yourself and happiness and joy and expression and satisfaction and adventure within your mind and the science of the mind. It's all there. It's bigger and better than what's out there.
Laura Banks' website, stargalnetwork.com. You can reach her by dialing 800-571-3978. That's 800-571-3978. For more of what you just heard in detail as to how it affects you, also go to stargalnetwork.com. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.